a nonprofit-based business, grants are out there, and you got to keep in mind grants typically come from the federal government. So, those kind of grants are out there. But if you're in a for-profit business, going back to the example of, okay, hey, let me start a dress shop, or I want to go into the plumbing business, there's no grants out there for those kind of things. I mean, that's a for-profit business, and they typically assume you've got the startup capital to get something like that going.
Okay, thank you for answering that question. This is the weekend edition of Community Focus. For some folk who are just joining us, I want to say good morning once again to you. And good morning to my guest, of course, really family. I'm dropping that guest name. Algernon
Okay.
Cash, again, the managing director of Warden Gladden & Company, LLC. As this morning, we are talking about small businesses and also ownership. And again, Algernon is going to be speaking with the American Business Women's Association. Tell us that date once again, Algernon.
That's going to be this upcoming Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock. It's at the Piedmont Club. It is a dinner meeting. If you want to eat dinner, I believe there is a $25 charge. But if you don't want to eat dinner, the actual program is free. So if you just want to come out and listen to some of the advice I'm going to give about raising capital and some things to keep in mind for small business, come on out on Tuesday night. So.
Absolutely. Algernon, let's go to the phone lines, 336-680-9710. Good morning. Welcome to Community Focus. How are you?
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you, dear?
I feel much better.
Good.
Algernon, this is Michelle, the quilt lady.
How are you, Michelle? Nice to speak with you again.
I'm fine. What do you do when your business started out being something that you didn't think it was going to turn into a business? It was just something that you were doing because you felt like it was what you wanted to do, and it was just a hobby, but now it's turning the other way.
Michelle, you actually just described how most major corporations started
Get
out.
started. Wow.
I mean, guys like Michael Dell, who just built computers in his dorm room to help his buddies out, and he ended up turning that into a billion-dollar business, or guys like Bill Gates, who just toyed around with software in college, and
And look at
now
what he's
he's got a
become.
now he's got a multi-billion-dollar
Yeah.
business. So yeah, you actually just described what happens for a lot of business owners. It starts out as just a hobby or something that you're doing on the side, and they actually end up figuring out that they can make a business
Yeah.
out of it.
Because for me, what it Renee knows it. Well, for me, what it started out as something as therapy for my dialysis. Okay, so we chugged along, and I made a quilt here, and I made a quilt here, and I made a quilt there. And now it's really, really like chugging, chugging,
And that's good for you. And you should keep trying to keep it chugging along. Obviously, if folks are getting interested in your quilts and the demand is there, that's what businesses are, they exist for, to satisfy demand and generate profits in the meantime. So, yeah, I mean, if you've got the demand out there, I would say that you keep chugging along.
chugging. Well, things are looking up. But when you're working out of your home, I need to ask this too. I work in my living room. Do you really need to come out of your home, or or is it good to just stay where you are until capital becomes more plentiful?
That's a very good question.
And Michelle, I would agree with the latter. You always want to make sure you're growing your business as capital becomes available. That's the best way to ruin a business, is actually to grow too fast and to have a business that's starved of capital and they end up going under. So you want to make sure you're moderating your growth as you're growing your capital as well. To answer that first question about do you need to come out of your home, keep in mind you've got very large corporations, even like JetBlue, who have now reverted back to having their workers stay at home and work. Banks like SunTrust and RBC also have bankers that work from home now. So that's actually a very growing trend, because what's going on in the current time that's very different in comparison to the past is we have so much available technology. So, you've got the internet at home, you've got email at home, you've got access to the web. You've got office product stores that exist now, like Staples. So you can get all the types of things that you normally would get at your company, and you can get it for your home. So a lot of folks have been working from home. And in fact, Michelle, I mean, I work in the investment banking business, but I'd say probably 30 hours out of the week, if I'm in an office, I'm actually in the office at my house.
Well, you just said what's going on at my house, because my business is set up really weird. My computer is in one corner. I swing around to the cutting table, then I go on around to the sewing machines, and it works for me. But I've had so many people in the last week say, "You need to get out of this house." You just need to get out of this house. But see, what they fail to realize is I have no overhead.
Exactly. And Michelle, you have to be sure you make the decision when you get out of the house, because you're the business
Renee
owner.
Renee knows me. I just pay him no attention.
That's right.
But I'm glad you're on the radio this morning, because I'm like, where is this meeting going to be? Because I need to become affiliated with some small business women owners.
Great. It's going to be at the Piedmont Club in downtown Winston-Salem. And the Piedmont Club is located at 200 West 2nd Street. It's in downtown Winston-Salem.
It's going to be in Greensboro.
No, it's going to be in Winston-Salem. But come on, don't be afraid to drive over to Winston-Salem, cross the line there. And it's going to be at 6 o'clock on Tuesday.
6 o'clock. No, I really can't come then.
But even if you can't make it, I still would advise you to, if you are able to make it, and if you can't make it, I would say get in touch with Sandra K. Crump, and her number is 784.
Hold on. I never know where we're pinned when I'm talking to y'all.
That's okay. We got patience around here.
But yeah, what I was going to mention is that, you know, even if you can't come on Tuesday, it's still a great group that you can get some education from and get to network with some good business
owners. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm really trying to be a sister that do things in the community as well as push this business, because I never thought after being sewing for so long that I would actually be making quilts and selling them.
Well, let me ask you this, Algernon, as far as the American Business Women's Association, are they headquartered out of Winston?
No, I think they just have a chapter,
in
Winston-Salem.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure where the headquarters is, but I know it's a national association.
Oh, right. American Business Women's?
Yeah, it's the ABWA, the American Business Women's Association. And the young lady that you would want to try to contact is Sandra Crump, that's C-R-U-M-P. And her number is
784-8583.
Yep.
Well, who knows, Algernon and Michelle, with the success from this upcoming business meeting, who knows, chapters may develop and grow as a result of this. And we can have one for Greensboro, maybe one for High Point, and maybe one for other cities.
And they may
I know
even...
the National Association of Negro and Business Women's Professionals is here in Greensboro. I know that already, but I had never heard of the American Business Women's Association.
And these guys may have a chapter in Greensboro, and I just don't know about it. So Sandra would be able to answer that question. Yeah.
All right, Algernon, you're full of knowledge this morning,
and I thank you
so much.
Well, no, thank you, Michelle, for getting up this morning and listening in with
us. Oh, I cannot not listen to my girl. I listen to her every week.
She doesn't miss this, Algernon.
That's dedication on a Saturday at 6 in the morning.
Right.
So.
She's one of my best friends, and she's also one of the best people in the community to let people know about things like this and know about all of the good things that are happening here.
Great.
You know, so and I commend her for that.
Well, thank you, and it's all because of good folk like you, Michelle, so, you know. It involves all of us. That's how I like to say it. It's never a solo effort. No,
well,
I never take all the credit. Can't do it.
Renee, I took some for my cold, so I'm feeling a little better.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. And listen, I hope you feel better. And I know you and I originally were supposed to be together this morning to talk about the
Bicentennial
for Greensboro.
Algernon, I'm on the committee for the Bicentennial for the city of Greensboro.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to have a community focus on that. But that'll just give Michelle, number one, some time to get some R&R. She's been running. You talk about one of the hardest working women in the community.
Yeah.
Michelle fits that description. And she's got several weeks to plan before this thing actually officially kicks off. So.
Yeah. And it's taking off.
Good.
So, I'm not going to steal his thunder.
That's okay.
Sweetheart.
We'll talk about it.
You have a blessed day.
You do the same.
Thank you,
Michelle. All right. Have a great day.
For telling me those things. And I will listen to the rest of the program.
All right.
Got it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. 336-680-9710. Good morning to you, and welcome to Community Focus. How are you?
Good morning. My name is Sandra K. Lawson Crump, and I am the president of the American Business Women Association.
Well, good morning to you, Miss Sandra. How are you?
Good morning, Sandra. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey.
So great to hear your voice.
I'm trying to wake up my voice.
Well, so far you're doing okay.
Well,
okay.
Sandra and I talked last night at 9:30, and she said 6 a.m., not 6 p.m. No. I said, yeah, 6 a.m.
I've enjoyed the broadcast. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you. Well, I enjoy this gentleman who's sitting across from me in the studio.
And I know, and he's good looking too.
Isn't he though? He is a handsome fellow.
Oh, absolutely. You guys are going to make me blush this morning.
He is such a refreshing view,
yes,
isn't he?
and Sandra, he's so knowledgeable in what he does.
I know. That's what's so fantastic
absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. And I know you ladies are just blessed to have him speaking
absolutely.
To the American Business Women's Association at the Piedmont Club.
Yes, and so whenever I can elaborate on us a little bit, I'm ready.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say, tell us a little bit about the organization.
Oh, okay. The American Businesswomen Association spans the nation as the world's most diverse professional organization for women. Thousands of members gather throughout the country, and we're united for a common goal, and that is to support each other in professional and development and career advancement. And we do have chapters in Greensboro all over the triad.
Wonderful, because
yeah, that
I don't
was
know.
The question.
Okay,
yep,
exactly,
yep.
Because I don't know, Sandra, if you caught our last caller, Michelle.
Yes, I was listening
oh, wonderful.
To Michelle.
Well, I know she's listening to you, and I know she is just grinning right now that you mentioned you got a Greensboro chapter.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the amazing things is that when women get together, amazing things can happen. And that's what our purpose is with our Forsyth chapter. It's all about women joining forces to further their themselves both professionally and personally to amazing proportions. And not only do our members get the inside track on issues facing our local communities, but we also are plugged into the trends and events that drive today's national businesses, because we know that succeeding today is all about what you know, who you know, and who knows you. Hello.
There you
and
go.
That's what we're all about.
Now,
we have fun, we fellowship.
That's right.
And Mose Belton Perry is one of our members of over 20 years, and she is the owner of a nationwide insurance agency.
That's
here
great.
In Winston-Salem,
yes.
Located on 311. So we are so proud of Mose, as well as Robin Watson, who is the assistant administrative assistant for the city of Winston-Salem. So we have some women who are up and running on the ball, and it is just fantastic.
Now, you can tell by listening to her, we're going to have a lot of fun on
oh,
Tuesday,
absolutely.
Right?
Oh, we're going to have fun. You hear me?
Absolutely.
And your name is Cash, too. You know, we know about Mr. Dollar, but, hey, we want to see the money.
Absolutely.
And I have women emailing me and calling. They want to know how to invest all this money that you know we black women have.
That's right.
That's right.
Right.
That's
and
right.
You know what? It just dawned on me, Sandra and Algernon, not only are we celebrating Black History Month, but if I'm not mistaken, and Sandra, help me out on this, is February not also Women's Business Month?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Learn something
Yay
this Saturday
me.
Morning.
That's right.
That's great.
Well,
yes,
see, that's what
absolutely.
You love about
hey,
this program.
Hey, everyone is a business woman
that's
month.
Right.
Come on.
That's
yeah,
right.
It is.
Absolutely. I like that even better.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, we are a group of diverse women, all of us. Some of them have even retired, so they come in and be mentors, mm-hmm. as well as starting new, fresh businesses. And that's why it's going to be really exciting Tuesday, because some of us are starting new careers.
That's right. That's
yes.
Right. Sandra, let me ask you this question. Where is the organization located in Winston?
Okay, we meet every first Tuesday
okay.
at the Piedmont Club.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's located downtown Winston-Salem and the BB&T Financial Center located at 200 West 2nd Street.
Gotcha.
We've upscaled.
I see.
Yeah, they've got a meeting with a view there because it's
oh, wonderful.
Not a very nice facility. Very nice
excellent,
facility.
Excellent, excellent.
And another number that I can be reached at as well is 978-0345.
Okay. I got it. So I've got both numbers down, and we're going to repeat them through the course of the program, Sandra. And it is just a joy talking to you. Hopefully the next time we can have you here in the studio.
Absolutely.
And all three of us can get
and
together.
And I love listening to you.
Well, thank you.
As well as Buster. You know Buster is the man.
That's right. He is.
And I get a chance to work with both of them.
Exactly.
So,
you are blessed.
That's
yes.
Right.
Listen, we're blessed all around. Thanks to good folk like you. Sandra, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Sandra, you're not going back to bed, are you?
Well, I'm going to listen out the rest of the program.
Right.
I'll tell you what, it is wonderful. Hey, you might have started something here. I might have to start getting up at 6 o'clock.
That's
actually, the gospel show is just uplifting.
Isn't it not?
Such a blessing.
It is. It's a great start to the day.
And I even washed dishes while I was listening to it,
so
it's helping me be a little domestic.
I tell you. Well, it sounds like your weekend has gotten started just right.
Absolutely. And
wonderful.
Thank you all so much
thank
for the
you.
Wonderful job that you do throughout
thank
the community.
You.
We love listening to 97.1.
Have thank a great you. Day, Sandra.
All right.
All right,
you
darling.
Too.
Bye-bye. And that's a great breaking point. So, Algernon, let's pay a few bills, speaking of money, and then we're going to come back because I've got some more great questions for you.
Right.
We've got some great information to share.
Great.
The weekend edition of Community Focus is here on the best R&B and old school 97.1 QMG. And we're back, 97.1 QMG, the best R&B and old school, the weekend edition of Community Focus. And I'm glad to know that I can count on this gentleman, Algernon Cash, the managing director of Wharton Gladden & Company, LLC, based in Greensboro. And we're continuing our conversation this morning on small business ownership. And if there's any question you have for Algernon or myself, and if it's just to say hello, the phone lines are open for you at 336-680-9710. What a great conversation with Sandra before the break, Algernon.
That was a great conversation.
She's a fierce,
I'm very happy that she
woman.
Got out of the bed this morning to talk to us.
Just for us.
That's right, just for us.
Absolutely. And again, you're going to be the guest speaker at the American Business Women's Association, which meets on the first Tuesday at the Piedmont Club at 200 West 2nd Street in Winston-Salem. Do reservations, do they need to be made, or do people need to call in advance?
I think they do want to try to get an RSVP.
Okay.
And once again, they could just contact Sandra at 784-8583. And I think she even gave you another number.
Yes, which is I have 978-0345.
So, because I do know it's going to be a dinner meeting, so they were trying to get an idea of how many people were going to eat dinner.
Right.
So, yeah, if you could call ahead of time, that'd be great.
And, again, we want to remind folks that is Tuesday.
This upcoming Tuesday. February 5th.
Super Tuesday.
That's
how about
right.
That? Mardi Gras and everything else that's going on, beginning at 6 o'clock.
Well, they say that we'll know who the next president of the United States is going to be on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Man. The anticipation awaits. Let's go right to the phone lines again, Algernon, 336-680-9710. Good morning and welcome to Community Focus. How are you?
We're doing all right this morning.
Great. Good to hear from you.
Me and half of the crew from the Golden Corral, we were trying to say good morning to everybody at the radio station this morning.
Well, thank you, and good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. We was, me and a couple of them was sitting here listening to y'all show this morning, and we were saying, y'all talking about a good subject this morning.
Well, thank you.
It is a good subject. You know, small business is the economic engine of our country.
Absolutely.
And, you know, small business owners contribute to over two-thirds of the job creation in our country, and they contribute over 50% of our GDP, so our economic growth on an annual basis. So, yeah, you're exactly right, sir. This is a great topic to have.
It is.
Oh, definitely. Because some of us, we're trying to start up a little small business, into the restaurant business.
That's good.
And y'all just hit a good subject for this morning, and we wanted to, thank y'all for that, for giving us the good advice on how to start, of going in, the right path on that.
What kind of restaurant are you guys starting?
We're still working on, what type of, we're trying to do like a mid-class, not too fancy type of restaurant.
Sort of a mid-tier kind of restaurant. Are you gonna have it in Winston, or it's gonna be in Greensboro, or
we're trying to do it in the Greensboro area.
Okay, great.
Well, listen, if it's as good as I'm envisioning it to be, and as a resident of Winston-Salem, I don't mind making a drive.
Because we're trying to start, one here in Greensboro, and
there
then
you go.
shoot, through the tryout.
I'll give you a tip, too. That's the thing about the restaurant business. A lot of times, as you mentioned, Renee, people will say, I don't mind taking that drive to go to a restaurant, especially if it's new. Where a lot of restaurant owners go wrong when they first start their business, they don't treat some of those initial customers the best way they could.
Right.
And they don't retain some of them. So restaurants, they do really good when they first open up. If they do a good job of treating those customers right in the first, I'd say, 6 months, they can have a perpetual business or perpetual growing business. So just keep that in mind when you guys get going.
All right.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier, don't forget all these great ideas that you've got moving around in your head. Make sure you write some of those down on paper.
Yeah, that's what I, you know, that's what about three of us was doing. You know, we was writing things down on how to do it in a 3 years to 5 year plan.
That's right.
Great. I mean,
from what y'all was saying, you know, it was hitting, you know, some of the good points.
That's good.
You know, from the 3 to 5.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's some things, you know, that you have to look at, you know, how much that you go invest on down the line on through restaurant business.
It sounds like you're off to a good start. And I'm glad that we're mentioning this because not only with this gentleman, Algernon, but with Michelle when we were speaking with her earlier, this is really a great tie-in to my question in asking how much should a small business owner spend on marketing?
You know, that's always a sort of a wild card question because you do have to look at how much capital do you have to start out with
right.
and sort of how much can you allot to marketing. But you also have to remember that marketing is the lifeblood of a business. And a lot of business owners try to sort of short the marketing budget because they think, well, hey, you know, why spend money on ads or why spend money on this? And it doesn't really turn in anything.
Right.
But marketing is an investment, and you make an investment into marketing, and the return are the customers and the business that you do off of it. So you really have to look at your specific business, see what your budget looks like.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I always like to mention to small business owners, make sure that you're tracking your marketing efforts. So if you place an ad in the business journal, or if you do a radio spot on 97,
right.
or if you do a TV spot on WGHP, make sure you're figuring out what kind of return you're getting off each strategy.
Okay.
So how many customers are you actually getting off each strategy?
Right.
And the ones that don't work, you don't continue those strategies and you put more energy and more dollars into the strategies that are working. So many business owners, they'll have 5 or 6 strategies going on and they're feeding all 5 or 6, mm-hmm. not doing any tracking to figure out where are my customers actually coming from?
Exactly.
Are they coming from the radio ad or are they coming
right.
from the TV ad?
Right.
So if they're coming from the radio ad, pull the TV ad and stick more money into the radio
right.
ad so that you can
exactly.
keep generate business.
Exactly.
That's true.
Well, caller, listen, you thank you, number one, for tuning in, especially with you at work this morning. And when you mentioned Golden Corral, well, now I'm officially hungry, and I've got
I already had that planned for 7:05.
And I'm already envisioning, you know, those delicious rolls with the honey butter. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Y'all talking about the good homemade.
That's right.
But me and the good folks at Golden Corral out of Virginia area, we welcome to listen to y'all every morning.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you again for calling.
And we'd like to, you know, hear from y'all more often.
Absolutely. In fact, Algernon is officially a fixture here on Community Focus, and he's also featured on Tuesday afternoons with Busta Brown inside the afternoon thing. So if you don't catch him on Saturdays, catch him on Tuesdays.
All right.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye, sir.
Yeah, y'all too.
You too. Take care. Ah, great caller. Algernon, let's take another quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll be prepared to take some more questions. 336-680-9710. It's turned out to be a good morning.
It is. We're having
great
a lot
information.
Of fun.
That's right. And some good people calling in with some great questions. Just keep them coming as we've got more of Community Focus still to come here on QMG. Hey, I can at least say bonjour, comment allez-vous? That's about as good as I get. I'm a little rusty, I must admit.
Well, they told me it was going to be really important that I knew Spanish. I didn't
right.
really believe them, but they turned
either,
out to be right.
Yes. Man, was somebody right on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We are back again, the weekend edition of Community Focus. Algernon Cash, the managing director of Wharton Gladden Company, LLC. We are in the midst of a great conversation, Algernon, and thank you so much again for sharing great information about small business and small business ownership. Which, let me ask you, can anyone actually be a business owner?
You know, I hate to say it, but everyone cannot be a business owner. And it's mainly because I think to be a business owner, it really takes a certain level of creativity. It
right.
takes a certain level of vision. It takes a certain level of energy.
Yeah.
You've got to be willing to make sacrifices. You know, a moment ago, I think you were saying I was the marketing director. I'm the marketing director, the managing director.
So
I'm the janitor.
I'm
anything that you need me to be within the business. And I think that some people have misconceptions when they start a business and they say, oh, I'm going to start my business because I don't want to work for anyone anymore. I want to get off early on Fridays.
Yeah.
And I want to be
not
able to
have
spend,
weekends.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I want to spend
off.
Time with the family
yeah.
in the evenings. And it doesn't quite work like that. You know, there's often a lot of times, even last night, mm-hmm. where I'm up to 11 o'clock on a Friday night
right.
and I'm still doing work. So, You know, I think a lot of folks, they have good intentions when they want to start a business, but it does take a special person to be a good business owner.
Absolutely. And I think really, Algernon, a good degree of commitment to it, too. Because when you think of having that 3 to 5 year business plan, that's long term.
It is. It is. And, you know, most businesses, quite honestly, you know, I think 2/3 of businesses will fail in the first 2 years. So it's very emotionally challenging.
Right.
It's very challenging on your time. So I think you just got to have that person that's made for that kind of
thing.
Exactly. They can stand up to it.
There you go. That personal drive. And if you know that you want to be in it to win it,
you'll
tough it out.
That's right.
You'll tough it out.
You're right.
On that note, what's the most important tip that you can think of that you would give a business owner, Algernon?
You know, I would say that, you know, I mentioned before, you've got some business owners that normally start a business because they had a really good technical skill.
Right.
You know, I was a really great plumber, so I'm going in the plumbing business. Mm-hmm. One thing I would say to most people getting ready to start a business, or even those that are in existing businesses, make sure you create systems.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to do a specific task, and you're the one that started the business, so of course you know how to do it, and you know how to do it the way you want to do it.
Right.
But you need to be able to create systems so that you can hire other people that can do it the way you want them to
exactly.
do it.
Exactly.
You know, one of the great stories I always tell is McDonald's. They've pioneered the way of being able to create systems
mm-hmm.
so that even a 16-year-old can come in
exactly.
and they can do the business
right.
just like someone across country would be running that business.
And you know what's interesting? You should mention McDonald's because, and I know that you know, and probably for folk who are listening to us this morning know, and I say this because right now I happen to be drinking a cup of their premium roast coffee, which, number one, is inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got another company known as Starbucks,
yes, right.
which everybody knows and loves and are coffee fanatics. But yet for some people, a little bit on the expensive side.
They are.
And now look at what they've done to keep in competition with McDonald's. They have now officially introduced a coffee that's around that same price range.
They have. And I think what you see with Starbucks, and the main reason why they had to introduce that product, is when you look at our economy and some of the things that are going on in the market, and, you know, we are officially not in a recession. The definition of a recession is basically 2 quarters of contraction and growth, which is 6 months. We haven't even had 1 month. In December, we did edge out about 0.6% in our GDP growth, so we're not in recession, but the consumers are in recession. They're seeing job losses,
right.
they're seeing their income get constrained, they're losing value in their homes.
Right.
So the consumer is in recession. And in order to combat that problem, Starbucks had to introduce the lower price coffee
yeah.
just to keep their sales stimulated as we go through this downturn in the market. So,
wow. Do you think that's something that's going to be long term for them or just for right now too?
For Starbucks?
Yeah.
If the product sells, I'd
yeah.
say it's probably going to
be long-term.
Yeah. If they have problems selling it, they may take it off
take
the
it
menu.
Off more.
But,
yeah.
but you know, even in our country, I mean, even if we enter recession, we've done a great job of being able to tame recession.
Right.
So, you know, average recession doesn't last past 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're probably going to have a slow year throughout this year in 2008. But every report that we're reading says, you know, growth will pick back up in 2009.
So, we will bounce back.
We will bounce
yeah, that's
back.
The key.
We've been through a lot harder
yeah,
than
exactly,
what we're going,
than
through,
what we're
right
going
now.
Through. Absolutely. That's a great point. 336-680-9710. Again, Algernon Cash with me, Renee Vaughn, on the weekend edition of Community Focus, continuing our conversation on small business ownership. Algernon, not only with people listening to the program getting great advice, I think it's really great to have a companion piece, if you will. And the reason I mention that is, what book would you recommend to most business owners that they should have in their collection, or something that they should have in their possession is a better way to word it?
You know, there's a couple of books that I know that personally stood out to me that, mm-hmm. that really helped to shape my perception of small business and how to treat customers
yeah.
and how to work with team members and those kind of things. One book is called The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. And if you've seen the book in the bookstore,
yeah.
you would think that it would relate to e-commerce or something like
right.
that. But it's actually the entrepreneurial myth. And it talks a little bit about the point I was mentioning earlier. You know, you have folks that got good technical skills, but just because you know how to be a plumber doesn't mean you have to start a business doing it,
because
you may not know how to run a business. You may not be a plumber, but you may not know how to run a business. So the EMIF sort of talks about some of those things you want to keep in mind if you're thinking about starting a business, and how to look internally at yourself and your skills and your talent, and figure out how you're going to make your business unique in comparison to some of the others. A couple of more that I would toss out is I would definitely check out The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Really talks about paradigm and how different people have different perceptions. Renee, you may see something one way. I may see it another
completely
way.
Different.
But you and I are both right.
Right.
We just see it
different
ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps you in dealing with some of your employees and some of your team members, because it helps you get down on their level and see it through their paradigm. So those are two good books that I would say read if you're thinking about starting a business or if you already have a business.
Right. Let me ask you this. What do you think makes our country business friendly, Algernon?
You know, here in America, I mean, even if you look back in history, we've always been innovators.
Yeah.
We've always been very capitalistic,
yes.
So we've always wanted to have wealth.
Yeah.
But more than that, I'd say the free market system that we have here, we allow the market to move, you know, freely, than, you know, in comparison to other countries where they try to control the market.
Right.
And it really allows people that have great ideas, like Michelle, who has a great idea about doing quilts. Well, that allows her to easily and freely get into the market.
Right.
So we really do a great job in our country of helping to incubate small business owners or small businesses and helping them to grow.
Excellent. Well, on that note, what made you want to start a business?
You know, like most people, I mean, you just sort of fall into it. But, you know, even going back in the time, I was always the kid, you know, at school, and I had the book bag of Now-Laters and bubble gum, and I would sell it to you for a quarter. So, you know, my grandmother would take me down to Angelo's warehouse down in Winston-Salem.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd buy all this candy,
right.
And I'd pack it in the book bag, and I'd go to school and sell it. So I was averaging about $30 or $40 a week in middle school. But, you know, and my cousins, they tell me they recall the days that we would play store at my grandmother's house, and I would tell them they were fired.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, you know, you sort of always have some elements of that in you. And I think if you look back in history, you can see some of it.
Yeah.
But then I just ended up falling right into going
that's
ahead
right.
and starting one. Sort of like Michelle.
That's right. And as they say, truly the rest is history.
It is.
Algernon, let's go back to the phone lines. 336-680-9710. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Doing good. Good to hear from you.
Same to you. I was calling. I wanted to ask a question. I just caught the show right at the last minute.
That's
okay.
That's
right. That's right.
Listen, better late than never.
That's it.
I wanted to start a taxi cab service.
Okay.
And I didn't know exactly who to talk to. I've got some detail, but I didn't know exactly who to talk to.
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably someone you need to talk to with the local city or local city agency as far as getting the permitting to do something like that. And I'm not exactly sure which agency you would want to go speak with. I'm sure you could. Are you going to do it in Winston or Greensboro?
Well, probably Greensboro. But I didn't know if I had to talk to the DMV here or
No, I would say you may want to just start out going down to City Hall and just figuring out if there's any special permitting you needed.
Right.
If you did need some special permitting, you probably would be able to get it at City Hall, where they issue the local business permits. So I would start out down there just to figure out if there's any special permits. The other thing that you want to keep in mind, you know, you'll have some upfront capital that you need to invest in the actual cabs themselves.
Right.
And a lot of times you can get that kind of capital at a bank. That kind of capital at a bank works a lot better because you have the cars to actually secure the loan.
Right.
So a lot of times you can talk to them. But how many cars would you say you'd want to start out with?
Right now I was going to start off with 4.
Okay. Yep. And then, you know, the other thing that I would say keep in mind, and, you know, I'm speaking from experience here, I should mention, I used to drive a taxi cab.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
I
okay.
did.
Wow.
A lot of people see me, and they don't know that. But when I was 17 years old, I drove a taxi cab for a summer for Coy Willard.
Okay.
and Winston-Salem. I did. And it's quite of an experience. Yeah. I would drive at night. I was, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm. I'm picking people up and taking them places.
That is amazing.
But you actually make really good money driving these cabs. And if you own the company like this gentleman is thinking about, you know, you're not paying any salaries or anything out. You basically, what happens is you just pay, you know, the person that's driving for you, they actually pay you to rent your car all day.
Okay.
So, you know, back then what we would do, and I think we were paying something like $65, we would pay Coy Willard $65 and we could hold the car for 12 hours. Then we drove the car around. They patched all the calls to the car. We ran the calls, and then at the end of the day, you know, you paid the money, and whatever the difference was, you kept. But I'd say, you know, on average, I was making about $100 a day.
Wow.
You know, so which was really good at 17.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, as a summer job. But the other thing I was going to mention to you is make sure you look into your radio system. You obviously would need some kind of a radio system to be able to get the calls out to your drivers.
Yeah, I haven't looked quite deep into that yet.
A good company you might want to check out for it is RCS Communications.
Right.
That may be, I know they upfit some of those cars with those kind of radio systems, so that may be a good place to start.
Okay.
But that's great,
that
though.
That is great. Congratulations to you on that.
I appreciate you helping me out a whole lot.
All
wonderful.
Right.
We appreciate you.
All right,
sir. Thank you. Algernon, thank you. I mean, the hour just flew by, obviously, which means we're going to get you back on. But before we adjourn here on Community Focus, just want to remind folks that, again, you're going to be speaking with the American Business Women's Association.
That's right.
At the Piedmont Club, 200 West 2nd Street in Winston-Salem. And that's going to be this coming Tuesday.
That's right.
February the 5th. So get in contact with the one and only Sandra K. Crump at 336-784-8583 or 978-0345. And Algernon, in the couple of minutes that we have remaining, I really want to look ahead into speaking of Super Tuesday and the primaries in general. You and I were just talking about this a few minutes off air. Mm-hmm. I want to get the word out so it'll really be in the minds and we can spread the word between now and April is going to be the month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be doing a voter registration drive on April the 11th.
Fantastic.
And that's going to be River Run Apartments right across from North Carolina A&T. Okay. It's going to be starting at 10 a.m. It'll end at 7 p.m. And we just, you know, a lot of us just feel like this is the year. If you're going to participate in the political process, this is definitely the year you need to do it.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of great races going on at the national level, of course, for president.
Right.
But we don't want people to forget about some of the races we have going on at the state level.
Exactly.
And even for our senator position,
right,
because Elizabeth Dole is running against Kay Hagan. So
yes.
There's just a lot of great races going on. Mm-hmm. You need to participate in the political process. Our ancestors,
exactly,
they fought hard.
That's
they
right.
shed blood to mm-hmm. give you the responsibility and the right to be able to participate.
Absolutely.
And just so many of us choose not to. So we're just trying to change that around.
Absolutely.
But, you know, a big part of it, Renee, is people oftentimes don't participate because they don't understand the issues.
Exactly.
One of the things that we're going to do is after people register, mm-hmm. we're going to be hosting workshops to teach people more about the issues,
excellent,
the difference between Republican and Democrat, not
right.
trying to sway any,
exactly,
any decisions,
but just
but
the
so
knowledge
that you
of
know
knowing.
The difference,
right,
and that you also know the issues at hand and
exactly.
you know what's going on. So,
wonderful.
You
wonderful.
Know, so we hold our primary vote here in North Carolina on May the 5th.
That's right.
May the 5th. So April the 11th at our registration drive
great.
Will be the last day that you can register
wonderful.
for the primary.
And what we're going to do is in between those 2 months, of course, get you back. And so we'll be talking more about this in detail. But we're just going to put the idea out there to get people to start, you know, looking at their calendars and marking that date so they can be there. I'm real excited.
I am too. And I'm excited to obviously get to see you again.
Absolutely.
And do the
same
show
here.
Again.
Yeah.
And I definitely thought this was a great topic, and we'll definitely bring this topic back in
wonderful.
Again.
Looking
but
forward to
I'll be looking forward to seeing you again
absolutely.
Next month.
Absolutely. That's right. Indeed. And thanks to all of you. You called in with some great questions. And for those of you who called in and just tuned in and got some great information, we appreciate you. Enjoy your big game weekend. Algernon, I know a lot of those big game parties going to be taking place tomorrow, and whoever's rooting for whoever to win
yeah.
the big game, you know, there you go. So make it a great weekend, and I hope in between all of that good celebrating that you will keep it right here to the best R&B and old school 97.1 QMG. Up next, the best of the Tom Joyner Morning Show. right back at you. Have a great weekend, everybody.